Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call of Amber Enterprises India Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jasbir Singh, Executive Chairman and CEO, and Whole-time Director of Amber Enterprises India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello, good morning all. On the call today, I'm joined by Mr. Daljit Singh, our Managing Director, Mr. Sudhir Goyal, Group CFO, Mr. Sachin Gupta, CEO of our RAC and CAC division, and Whole-time Director, Mr. Sanjay Arora, Whole-time Director of Iljin Electronics. We have uploaded quarterly presentation on the exchanges, and I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through the same. To begin with, we sincerely appreciate the GST reform by the Government of India and the reduction of rate from 28% to 18% on RAC. The move will strengthen the industry growth by enhancing affordability, driving deeper penetration, and supporting premiumization. Let me take you to the quarterly performance. Despite the sharp decline in the room air conditioning industry of 30%-35% in quarter two, owing to non-conducive weather and significant deferment of purchase by customers in between the announcement and implementation of GST rate cut, the company delivered almost flat revenue of 1,647 crores as compared to previous year. This is reflective of resilience in our business strategy and expansion of electronics and railway division. The operating EBITDA for the quarter is rupees 98 crore, which has declined by 19%, and the resultant loss after tax of 32 crores. The PAT during the period got impacted by the higher financing cost owing to Power One stake purchase and elevated inventory levels and the share of loss of JVs. The inventory levels are expected to normalize by quarter four, looking at the current situation of the sales going on. Further, during the quarter, Amber Enterprises raised equity funds of approximately 1,000 crores through QIP from marquee investors, and we extend our sincere gratitude to the investors for their confidence and support in Amber's growth journey. Let me now take you through the divisional performances. Firstly, the consumer durable division. It demonstrated resilience during a challenging room AC season. The division's revenue declined by 18% against the sharp decline of 30%-35% in the RAC industry. On the industry outlook, we are hopeful of the revival of room air conditioner industry in quarter four and expect industry to be flattish for this year. We remain optimistic that this division, consumer durable division, should grow in the range of 13%-15% for the year, driven by diversified product offering, adding wallet share within existing customers, expanding component businesses, and expanding product baskets. Commercial AC vertical continued the strong growth momentum during the year. Further, strategic cooperation agreement between GMCC is in place, ensuring consistent compressor supplies for the 3 years as per our plans. In essence, subject to weather, we are hopeful for this division to touch more than double-digit growth for the year. Coming to electronics division, we secured funding of 1,750 crores from marquee investors. This will empower us to pursue both organic expansion and strategic inorganic opportunities. Further, Iljin completed the previously announced acquisition of majority stake of 60% in Power One Microsystems to emphasize its prominent player in rapidly growing battery energy storage systems, solar inverter space, including on-grid, off-grid, and hybrid solar inverters, EV chargers, and industrial UPS, catering to customers in large public sector units and large corporates. Additionally, Iljin, through its subsidiary, completed the previously announced purchase of controlling stake of 40.2% in Unitronix in October 25. It's an Israel-based listed company and a prominent player offering comprehensive solutions in industrial automation and control systems such as programmable logical controllers, human-machine interface, HMIs, PLCs integrated with HMIs, VFDs and software solutions. Coming to bare PCB boards, as informed earlier, we have filed two applications under the Electronic Component Manufacturing Scheme, one for the multi-layer PCBs through Ascent Circuits and second for HDI, High Density Interface PCBs through Korea Circuit JV. We are pleased to announce that our application for Ascent's multi-layer PCB project has been approved under the ECMS scheme with an investment of 991 crore planned over the scheme tenure. We are thankful to Ministry of Electronics and IT, MIT and Government of India. This reaffirms our long-term commitment to strengthening India's self-reliance in electronics manufacturing ecosystem and reinforcing our leadership in PCB and EMS solutions. While we await decision on second application for HDI PCBs through our JV with Korea Circuit, which is also expected to be announced soon. Moving to performance, the division continued the growth trajectory for H1 FY26 with revenue of 1409 crore, reflecting growth of 60% and operating EBITDA of 88 crores, increase of 30%, driven by both PCBA and PCB verticals. And on quarterly basis, the revenue of the division grew by 30% and operating EBITDA by 5%. In the PCB vertical, the slight movement in margins are due to raw material cost increase of copper clad laminate by 13% and gold price increases. Due to price variation clause with our customers, we are hopeful of revival of the margins in quarter four. We expect this division margins to be in the range of 8 to 9% by the year end. The electronics division, which began by addressing the shift from fixed speed AC to inverter ACs in 2018, is now evolving into a full stack EMS company. It features PCB assemblies, vertical serving diverse customer segment now, and bare PCB vertical extending a range of products including flex PCBs, HDIs, etc. Furthermore, this division has expanded its capabilities to include complete box build products in power electronics, energy market, and automation market for industrial applications. Turning to third division, Railway Subsystem and Defense. The division delivered a growth in quarter two driven by increased offtake in metro projects. The division recorded a revenue of 132 crore, registering a growth of 7% and operating EBITDA of 21 crores. On the expansion front, the construction is progressing well for Sidwal's greenfield facility for heating, ventilation, air conditioning, pantries, doors and gangways, and is expected to commence trial operations from quarter 3 FY26 and commercial production from quarter 4 FY26. With regards to Eugene Machinery joint venture for pantograph, brakes, driving gear couplers, this facility is now ready. Currently, product development is underway and commercial production is expected to commence from H1 of FY27. Special cooling products for defense applications are also gaining traction and are expected to contribute meaningfully in coming years. Backed by a strong order book visibility of 2,600 crore plus and product portfolio expansion, we remain optimistic of doubling the division's revenue over next two financial years. Now let me hand over to Sudhir Goyal, our CFO, for financial highlights.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Let me first take you through the consolidated financial highlights. Let me take you through half-yearly results for financial 26 at consolidated level. we recorded consolidated revenue of 5096 crores, growth of 25% over last year, operating EBITDA of 361 crores against 320 crores last year with a growth of 13%. PAT for the H1 financial year 26 is 74 crores versus 96 crores last year. Now moving to quarterly performance, in quarter 2 financial year 26, we clocked consolidated revenue of 1647 crores, flattish over the last year same period. We recorded quarterly operating EBITDA of 98 crores against 120 crores last year, registering a decline of 19%. For clarification, operating EBITDA is before impact of ESOP expenses and other non-operating income and expenses. Loss after tax of 32 crore versus a profit of 21 crore last year. Now, let me take you through the divisional performance overview. Firstly, revenue and operating EBITDA details of the divisional performance are not comparable with the published segmental results. Starting with the Consumer Durable Division, the Consumer Durable Division reported revenue of 873 crores in quarter 2 financial year 26 compared to 1069 crore in quarter 2 financial year 25, reflecting a decline of 18% year on year. Owing to challenges season for RAC industry impacted by weather and significant deferment of purchase by customers in between the announcement and implementation of the GST rate cut. Operating EBITDA for the quarter stood at 37 crore compared to 62 crores in the quarter 2 25. Coming to the Electronic Division performance, the revenue for the quarter increased to 642 crores in quarter 2 financial year 26 compared to 492 crores in the same quarter last year, reflecting a robust growth of 30% year on year. Operating EBITDA for the quarter increased by 5% year on year and stood at 39 crore compared to 37 crore in quarter 2 financial year 25. If you look at the performance of Ascent, it recorded a revenue of 106 crores in quarter 2 financial year 26, highlighting a growth of 27% and operating EBITDA of 16 crores. Moving to Railway Subsystem and Defense Divisional Performance, the revenue for the quarter increased to 132 crores compared to 124 crore in quarter 2 financial 25, reflecting a growth of 7% year on year and the resulting operating EBITDA of 21 crore, translating into a growth of 2% year on year. With a robust order book and an expanding product portfolio, we remain confident in doubling the division's performance over the next two financial years. On the balance sheet front, we did two fundraising, one at Elgin level and another one at Amber Enterprise level. Firstly, Elgin Electronics secured funds of 1750 crores from marquee investors. The fund is predominantly in the form of compulsory convertible preference shares and a small portion of equity. We have already received 370 crores in September and 280 crores in October, and remaining tranche of Chris Capital of 1100 crores is under CC approval, which we are expecting within this month it will be received. Secondly, Amber Enterprise raised equity fund of 1000 crores from marquee investors through QIP. As we embark on a growth phase in our electronic division, we stand on the strength of a robust balance sheet. The net debt stood at 1012 crores against 780 crores as at March 25. Thank you. Now I request operator to please open the floor for the Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. In order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, kindly limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ankur from HDFC Life. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Hi, this is BG. Good morning. Thanks for your time. Couple of questions. One, on the electronic segment, it seems to have been a slowdown, at least relative to the past few quarters, in terms of growth. At about 30%, so maybe because of the higher base also, but you know, what is driving that, and more importantly, you know, how do you see the full year growth for this segment along with margins?
Morning, Ankur. See, electronics, you all know the journey how when we started. So This was a small company when we started only giving solutions in, you know, largely into the mm-hmm. consumer durable space. Mm-hmm. So organically it has grown pretty well. We are expecting a good growth. But still, there's a large chunk of business which is coming from consumer durable segment. If I look at the PCBA business, which is the volume driver for this division, that is still contributing majority of almost about 85% revenue is coming from PCBAs, and rest is contributing by PCB. And in PCBA, almost 58 to 60% revenue is still consumer durable. We are gradually building the businesses vertical by bringing automobile, by bringing energy meters, by bringing defense applications, and by building telecom and other product category, which is ramping up gradually. So because consumer durable is quarter has not done good, and primarily air conditioners was a big dissuader, where Iljin is one of the leading players supplying printed circuit board assemblies for all the air conditioning suppliers, majority of them. And that's the reason why you are seeing the dip in the growth. That's the main prime reason. But otherwise, if you look at the way we are building the stack, organically we are building a PCBA stack, which is growing pretty well, which, you know, when we started it was 300 crore. Last year it was about 1800 crore. We are expecting it to be crossing almost touching 2450 or 2500 crore organically. Then PCB also is growing pretty well, printed circuit boards. You all know the story what we have done in the PCB. And now we have added power electronics box build products and industry automation products. So these are three stacks which we are building. PCBA, diversified product portfolio. PCB in all, starting from single layer, multi-layer, double layer, and getting into HDIs, and of course then future in substrates as well. And then box build capabilities of power electronics and this. And if you look at the total addressable market of all the three basically sectors or verticals within this, it is a total addressable market out of $130 billion of electronics getting consumed in the country. All the three stacks built up is about $16 to $17 billion of TAM. And this is what we are doing. We are gradually building up the building blocks, but all the building blocks are ramping up properly. This one quarter, until unless we will remain more dominant in the consumer durable in PCBA, so this kind of issues will come up. But we are trying to graduate ourselves beyond consumer durable. I believe by next financial year end, our banking on consumer durable in PCBA should reduce to almost about 40 to 45%.
Right, but just in terms of a number, in terms of overall sales for the year, where are we? I mean, you said about 25, 26 for engine plus Ascent and all the rest. So are we touching that 3,000 odd plus crores in top line?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
that
so
number for the
year? Very hopeful. We are very hopeful that we should be plus 3,200 crores in this team.
Okay. Okay. And similarly on the REC side as well, you know, while I understand, you know, overall industry plus the GST impact, weather's not being very supportive. But I think in one of your comments, if I got it right, you said, will you still be growing in double digits for 26 for this division? Sorry, if you could just remind us, what is the target growth and margins? Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I use the word resilience again and again in my commentary. Mm-hmm. So we are very hopeful looking into the current order book. I believe, we personally believe that industry should be in the flattish for this year. Mm-hmm. And we are hopeful to deliver a growth of, in consumer durable division, particularly I'm talking of, we are of 13 to 15% by year end.
All right. And just the last one on inventory and...
Please rejoin the queue in case of follow-up questions. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipra Srivastava from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just quickly, sir, on the cash flow side, I mean, we have seen a large decrease in payables, which is impacting operational cash flow. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so as we always maintain that we always have
better terms from the customer as well as better terms from the creditors. And in the off season, we need to pay all our creditors from whom we bought the material in the peak season. So that right. has made us reduce the creditors payable down.
Right, sir. Right. Fair enough. Fair enough. And so quickly on the printed circuit board side, regarding the SNT capacity expansion, when do you see that contribute to our top line in FY27? Which quarter is it? H2? Is my understanding correct, or it's earlier? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so basically this plant, we've got ECMS clearance, and incidentally, both the things happened at the same time. The groundbreaking of the plant, construction start was graced by the Honorable Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu. We expect the plant to be up and running by September of next year, and the trials to begin in September, and the mass production will start in quarter 3 of FY27.
Right, sir. And the last question.
Sorry to interrupt, from my
no worries.
Please raise the queue in case of
follow-up. Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Krishnan from Kotak Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just maybe, just follow from the previous question. Essentially, if, mass production starts from Q3, and this would be for about 600 crores out of the 991 crores, 650 crores, is that understanding correct? And, we would see half year revenue implying closing to 1.5 times asset terms, is that right? And essentially on Ascent circuits also, for the Korea circuits also, if you can sort of classify the timelines by when we would sort of start commercial production, given that if, approval comes this quarter, should we assume it to be, 2H FY27, or how should we look at the first phase of 1200 crores for Korea circuits?
So basically on the Ascent circuits first, to answer your question, the asset turns are not 1.5 times. These are almost 1 to 1.10, depending on what layer of PCB you want to get into. Single layer, yes, it can be 1.4, 1.5, but we are largely investing in multi-layer PCB board in Ascent circuit. That's the expansion plan. Yes, it will start in quarter 3. So you can say that one quarter revenue will definitely come from the next plant. As far as Korea circuit JV is concerned, which is, we are expecting the cabinet approval by UP government within this month. And the land has been allotted, that LOI has been given. Post that, the land will be handed over to us. And then the construction process will start. And parallelly, we are also awaiting the next round of approval cycles, which is still to come from the MITI, because MITI is flooded with applications, so they have cleared only first 4 applications, under which we were one of the players who got approval. And we are expecting that both the things from UP government as well as this should be happening by next month or so. And that's when the plant will start construction. So if everything goes well and planned, we are hopeful that by January we should be starting the construction of that plant. It will take exactly 1 year for the full plant to be commissioned and then the trials to be begin. So you can coordinate accordingly that from FY27-28 the revenue should come in on the balance sheet.
And maybe just on your EC growth that you still expect, about 13-15% growth in the consumer durables business, essentially, do you also see any impact of pre-buying any that is sort of helping you in any form, or do you think this is essentially going to be very Q4 heavy with Q3 still seeing a lot of inventory in the system? So, this is really more of a Q4 impact where the growth will sort of come through.
Actually, in consumer durable, we not only have a room AC which is there, but we have other components business also, which is growing pretty fine. And that's the reason why we are very confident that we will deliver 13-15% growth. And the commercial air conditioner part is also playing a very positive role. We have now created the whole range of commercial air conditioners till 17.5 tons, including cassettes and tower types. And we are bringing some new models also, which will be launched in November. And some models are getting launched in December. As far as the inventories are concerned, inventories are coming down. They were very high when the quarter one finished. Now inventories are coming down. I think it will get normalized before the start of quarter four. All these, points which I've spoken, all these factors will, make a quarter four. Normally for air conditioning industry, quarter four and quarter one are the strongest quarters. So almost 65% sales come from quarter one and quarter four.
Sure, sir. Those are my questions. I'll get back on the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. First question is on your the electronics margin. So you mentioned in your presentation that you will do double-digit margins in the next year. If you could just spell out the breakup of the PCB margins, the PCB assembly margins, and the acquisition margins that you're expecting for the next year.
Well, see, PCBA, I explained you last time also. I'll repeat it now. PCBA division of ours is in the range of 5 to 5.5% range. PCB is in the range of 17 to 19% range. It varies from quarter to quarter, depending on which models we are selling more. And the Unitronics company which we have added, that is in the range of 25 to 28% EBITDA range. And Power One should be in the range of 15 to 18%. So these are the building blocks which we have done. And consolidated basis, we think that it can cross double digits by next year. So we are graduating slowly, gradually from 3% EBITDA in 2018. We have touched almost about 6-7%, and now hopeful to cross 8% or in the range of 8 to 9% range in this year, and then double digit next year.
Fair enough, sir. So in the railways business, what highlighted, the first half is going to be slightly weaker. But, how are you thinking about the second half of the year and for FY27 in terms of, growth, right? So if you could give any numbers, that would be great.
Difficult to give numbers, but yes, we are very hopeful now since everything is almost getting into closure mode. The factories are coming to an end where the expansion is happening, and the order book is stronger enough. We have already touched 2600 crore order book. I am expecting another 400 to 500 crore new orders to come in next quarter and next to next quarter. So we will be opening next year with a good order book in hand. I think with this point of view, we should expect Sidwal to deliver a good growth from where it is today. And that's the reason why we are again maintaining our guidance, that we are very hopeful that this division will double its revenue in next two financial years.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Niranj Jain from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is again on the electronic segment margins. So if I look at the core PCB assembly business, as you said, that the margins are generally in the range of 5-5.5%. But if I exclude the Ascent Circuit, our margins have been hovering at around 4-4.5% on the last 2-3 quarters, which ideally should have moved up considering that we are now moving our portfolio more towards the industrial than automotives, etc. So what is contributing to this margin weakness, which ideally should have come up with this portfolio skewness, and how should we look at the margins going ahead on this? That's my first question.
So anyway, I've answered this question, but I'll repeat it. We got impacted because of the copper clad laminate prices got increased by 13%, which is the basic raw material for PCB, and also the gold price also went up. So that has immediately, and we are a B2B company. We have price variation clauses with all the customers, as you have seen in our other divisions also. We are able to pass on to our customer any price increase or decrease with a quarter lag. So from quarter four onwards, we expect the margins to bounce back. And that's the reason on the PCB front. On the PCB assembly side, we got impacted because the large part of the assembly is driven through consumer durable segment, and in that large part is coming from air conditioners. And air conditioning did not do good this time, and that's the reason. But we are very hopeful that we should be in the range of 8 to 9% range in this quarter, in this division by the year end.
Sure, sir. And sir, on the Ascension Circuit facility, so we have seen like a 2-3 quarter delays now. In the last presentation, we had pointed out that we were expecting commercial productions to start by 4Q or 1Q FY27. Now we are talking about 3Q. So any particular reason why it's like a 2-3 quarter delays on this front?
One, actually, we were there were two factors which got this delay. First was the approvals from Tamil Nadu guidance, which got delayed for the particularly for the chemical process which is underway, because this comes under the category where pollution certificate to be received took longer time than expected. That is one part. Second is we were waiting for the ECMS clearance to ramp up our construction process, and the moment we got near to it, we just ramped it up, and now everything is behind. All the approvals are in place. ECMS approval is in place. Construction has started. I think now quarter three should be somewhere where we have already guided. We should be able to maintain that there should be no more delays. There were some delays in the construction because of the heavy rains in Chennai area, in Hosur area. That was about 15 to 20 days delay.
Sure, sir. And lastly, some bookkeeping questions. Firstly, if you can call out the revenue and EBITDA for Power One that we booked in this quarter, and the growth rate for the non-RAC components business in this quarter that we generally give the split between within the durables business.
Non-RAC basically is about 22% right now in this division, which is growing. We started from almost zero. That is gaining traction. And
On the Power One, the revenue which got consolidated in this quarter is around 26 crores with an operating EBITDA of around 13%.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sameet Sinha from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Sticking to the Power One question, what's the expectation for revenue contribution this year from Power One, and what sort of growth? If I remember correctly, I think you were indicating 35 to 40% growth in that business for the next few years. And my second question is, Unitronics, what was the price per share that you paid over there? And also, where will you be recognizing revenue from it, or is it just be, mark to market on the balance sheet?
For Unitronics, we paid 27 rupees a share to buy.
27.75 shekels per share we have paid, and it's a subsidiary for us. It's not a mark to market. It's not a investment only. It's a business investment, and we'll be doing a consolidation of the same as we got a management control over the affairs of the company.
And Power One is expected to deliver. Your second question was regarding Power One. Power One is expected to deliver in the range of 265 to 275 crores this year. We've started consolidating from August 5th onwards. So on a pro rata basis, the numbers will get consolidated in this. But next year, we are expecting a decent growth in this sector.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My first question is related to the gross debt. So around 2,500-2,600 crore, out of that around 700 crore is related to the Elgin or the subsidiaries. So 650 crore you had said, 370 and 280 already received. So are you going to reduce this debt directly, or for the expansion you are going to utilize? And also, if you can give some color, like QIP money which is coming in, how is that treatment the way forward?
So first on the QIP money, we already utilize it to reduce our debt, largely for the debt and partially for our CapEx and the issue expenses. On the Iljin front, where we already received 370 crore by September and 280 in October. So the money which we have received is largely used for the acquisition currently. This 1,100 we'll be keeping some part in the war chest for the future expansion, and balance we'll use it for the reduction in the debt as well.
So we are not going to see a significant reduction in the debt from here onwards, from September 25 onwards.
On the net debt level, yes, there will be a significant reduction, and we are hopeful that by year-end, it should be cash positive by year-end. And in terms of the interest cost, which I'll just update, that the interest, net interest cost after adjusting from the other income, it shouldn't be more than 20-25 crore for the H2.
Okay. And the next question is related to electronics, and just a clarification, because you had already given some indication on that. So the Q3 also, you are expecting a margin to be at the lower level, because as you had mentioned, the Q4, you are able to pass on the higher prices in the gold and the copper plate.
That's right. Yes. That's what our expectation is, because it takes time. Normally it takes, we start asking for the price increase, and it takes about a quarter, because it's a quarterly lag procedure in a B2B, and that's how the industry operates.
And this holds true for the PCB and PCBA.
If you would have seen our numbers from 2018, whenever the commodities have moved up, we have been able to pass on to customers on a quarterly lag. So there's always a lag of one quarter in between.
And that holds true for PCB and PCBA.
That's right, yes.
Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Achal Lohade from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. First, on CapEx, if you could give us some sense in terms of total CapEx for FY26, 27, and 28, ballpark numbers. And if you could break it up in terms of the divisions, please.
So, hi, Achal. This year, we are expecting a console capex of between like 700 to 850 odd crores. I'm giving a range, because sometimes construction gets delayed and the payment gets delayed. But this is a range for the console capex this year. Next year, division-wise, I can explain like how it will be. For the consumer durable division, it will be in the range of around 300 crores. And if I talk about the electronics, because we are doing a large capex in the PCB segment, where Ascent Circuit is, we already explained that in the first year we will be doing around 650 odd crores. Out of that, larger part of the capex will come in the next financial year. Then KCC will also get start in the next financial year, where the large part of the capex will be spent. In the first phase, we will be doing around 1200 crores there. Wherein large part of the capex will be done in the financial year 27. And in the PCB assembly and the other segments, the total capex should be around 150-175 odd crores. Railway, we are not expecting a large capex in the next financial year. It should be around like 50-60 odd crores maximum.
And console capex in terms of total, like what number that would be for FY28?
FY28 is too early to say. Reason is that how the PCB traction will be there, because second phase we need to do both in Ascent and Korea Circuit JV. But otherwise, the range what I have given, excluding that PCB, the range in the other segments will be in the similar range, like 300 to 350 odd crores in the consumer durable, and 50-60 crore in the railway subsegment. And this all capex what I have explained is before the subsidy. So we are expecting a good amount of subsidy in all the not all the segments, largely in the PCB segment, as well as PLI is yet to come for Amber as well as Iljin. And as you know, that large part of the subsidy of PLI will come in the last financial year.
Got it. The second question I have, in terms of the electronics division, earlier you had talked about the $1 billion kind of a revenue. If you could just reiterate what sort of number from a medium-term perspective, next 3 or 4 years perspective, we can look at for electronics as well as for the consumer durables division, please.
Well, yes, we guided that in next 3 financial years, we should be touching about $1 billion revenue, and we seem to be quite on track as far as that is concerned in the electronics division. Because of all the growth in the PCB, and the other building blocks which we are building on the box build capabilities. So all this put together should be touching that kind of revenues.
And on the consumer durable, sir?
Consumer durable, it's we expect, it's difficult to give you revenue guidance. We never give any revenue guidance, but we feel that the industry is at 15 million now. Looking into the GST cut, the market should touch in the range of 30 to 35 million by next 5 years, by FY30. Looking into that, we are right now 27% of the manufacturing footprint, and we believe that we will be able to continue our this share of business. So in line to that, we should be able to grow in line to the industry.
Got it. Thank you. I'll fall back in the queue for further. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Natasha Jain from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and good morning, gentlemen. So one clarification, you said the RAC industry will be flat and Amber will grow by 13 to 15%. Is that right?
Yes, Amber Consumer Durable Division is expected to grow in 13 to 15%.
Got it. And sir, since we've already done 15% in first half, we expect to maintain that run rate. That's good. So just a little color here. Can you tell us how is the order book looking like in terms of the new BE rated inventory? Is that a good order book?
Yeah, we have a decent order book in hand. And because of that order book visibility, we are giving you this guidance of 13 to 15% growth.
Got it. Understood, sir. Thank you so much. That was all. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anupam Goswami from SUD Life. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, based on your guidance of 13 to 15% on consumer durables, where do we see our PCBA and especially PCBA, which is about 56% of the year. As you said, where do you see this revenue for this year?
Sorry, please ask your question again.
So, given your guidance on the RAC about 13 to 15% growth, where do you see PCBA for this year?
Only PCBA or electronics division? For electronics division, we have guided that we should be around 3,200 plus. But only PCBA should be 2,400 crore plus.
Okay. And sir, we have been quite a few quarters, we have been saying that Sidwal and Railway Division should double, whereas we haven't seen that traction yet. When do we start having that large chunk of orders or execution for the year going forward?
See, all the delays of the Vande Bharat execution and all is now clarified by the government. And a large part of deliveries will start happening from next year onwards. So you should see decent growth coming from next year onwards.
Okay, and 2 years, we should close to double the revenue of right now.
That's right, yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll jump back.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keyur Pandya from ICICI Prudential Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just one question on the working capital. So, this year, what should be the working capital for FY26? And considering the changing mix, how should that be for FY27? That is first question.
So, working capital for the financial year 27 will be almost in the same range what we were having in the financial year 26. So, we don't see a much change in the working capital days, apart from like 2-3 days here and there. We are not expecting big change.
in FY26 should be around what range?
It should be around 30-35 days at console level.
Okay, okay. Second question on the electronics margin. Basic back calculation suggests that, because of the higher share of PCBA, the impact of higher, say, copper plate laminate or gold should not be that much on the overall segment. So probably our PCB margins have come down from the 16-17% to around 8-9%. Otherwise, the impact should not be so large. Just correct me if anything is wrong in this calculation. So, why such a sharp drop when the PCB is not relatively a large contributor to revenue or EBITDA for now?
No, largely, see, there are three factors which we have explained. First is the copper clad laminate, 13% increase, which is a major raw material. It is about contributing close to about 45% in the purchase. Second is the gold prices. And third is our banking on consumer durable in the PCBA sector, where large portion was disrupted because of air conditioners not doing good. So these all three factors have led to this.
Okay, understood. We'll get back in with you. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Mehta from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Just one question. At the agent level, since we have already started receiving the money in the past couple of months, can you share what is our stake down to now from the 90% what we used to have before the deal?
So, we got the money in the form of CCPS, and the conversion of the same is based on the future performance. So, we'll update once it will get converted, but currently it is in the form of CCPS.
So as of now, should we assume that the stake remains at 90% only and it will go down only once the CCP converts
yes,
in the future?
Yes, right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Indrajit Agarwal from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and sorry for harping on the margins at electronics again. So if I just do the back calculation number, it means that fourth quarter for electronics, we can see a more like a mid-teen kind of margin because we get the back scrape for the cost inflation over there. So would it be very lumpy in fourth quarter given the third quarter is also going to be quite weak?
See, fourth quarter, we'll have first full quarter for all the other box build capabilities, Power One and Unitronics, and also the PCB power, the correction on the cost side and all. So that's the reason we are hopeful that this should be in that range of 8-9% by the year end.
Sure. And based on your current estimate, what do you think the associate or JV loss could look like in FY27?
So expected loss to be in the tune between 25 to 30 CR.
For the next year?
For the current financial year. Total,
and
fully.
For next year? For FY27, what kind of number?
So next year, it should come down significantly. We'll update you because there is some things are happening and we'll update you very soon in next quarter.
All right. And lastly, when you give out the CAPEX number, this is gross, right? After that, all the subsidies and all, that would come with a lag, but probably in FY28 and 29 is when we receive most of them.
Right, right. So those are the gross numbers.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, this was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. For any further information, please get in touch with our head of IR, Ravi Kharbanda, or our IR team of strategic growth advisors, investor relations advisors. Thank you so much. Have a good day ahead.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Amber Enterprises India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.